Welcome, welcome everyone to Local Living, community podcast for Palm Beach to Parkland. I'm David Conway. I'm your host for today's episode. And you know, I've had a few doctors on here, but today's guest, and this is no offense meant to any of my prior guests, but he may have the most impressive credentials of any medical doctor that I've had on here. Today we have Dr. Joseph Purita. He is the medical director at Pureform in Boca Raton. Doctor, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, I did a quick peek at your bio, and I wasn't joking. Very impressive. I'd love for you to share with the listeners a little bit more about your medical background, if you could.
Well, my medical background is by training. I'm an orthopedic surgeon, board certified in orthopedic surgery. But I've been involved in regenerative medicine and cell therapies for probably the last two decades. I'm a former president of the American Academy and board of regenerative medicine. And I've lectured all over the world. The only continent I haven't been on is Antarctica lecturing.
And where'd you go to school, doctor?
Georgetown University College and Med School.
And quick question. So, you know, growing up, we all hear parents maybe float the idea of us becoming doctors young, and a few of us figure out it's not the route for us or we're not qualified. Was it something that you grew towards or you moved towards, or was there a moment when you thought, you know what, I want to be a doctor?
Well, I always liked science and I always had bad penmanship. So they said bad penmanship, science, this guy should be a doctor. But actually, probably in grammar school is when I said, I think I'd like to go into medicine. And that pretty much stuck. I was very fortunate because I didn't have to figure out what do I want to do with my life. I had to figure out what specialty to go in medicine, but otherwise it was pretty easy for me.
And tell us a little bit more about Pureform.
Pureform is a very unique practice, to say the least. We have four major pillars that we concentrate on. One is regenerative medicine. Now, when I say that, what do we do? Well, we're basically involved in trying to reduce inflammation, and we're trying to basically bring back the clock, so to speak, you know, go to do anti-aging. So what do we have? Basically, we're trying to cut down on something called inflammaging, where aging and inflammation go hand in hand. If you basically cut down inflammation, you slow down and possibly even reverse aging. We also do medical aesthetics. Unlike many places out there, we have methods where we're using your body to heal and make cosmetic perfections even better. We also have wellness services where we're doing various things to improve the health of your mitochondria, which improves your health. And I'm really excited about our new pillar, which is basically men's health, men's wellness test, you know, basically, you know, going on testosterone therapy and things like that. I think we have one of the wizards of testosterone in this office now.
And you hit on something when you started. I've just really started to become more aware of the impact of inflammation and how that affects our day-to-day lives and overall health. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, inflammation, basically, like I say, is what causes us to age. And it basically affects different pathways. A nice analogy I like to give your people to hear is that your body and your cells are the computer hardware. And the pathways in our body are the software. What do you do with your computer when there's a problem? You reboot it. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to reboot your systems. We do things here that really other places have no idea about even. And not only do we do it here, but we actually, certain techniques that we do, we teach other doctors throughout the United States, Europe, and everything. My head nurse is going every weekend teaching other doctors how to do certain techniques that we do here. That, to me, is something that, you know, kind of epitomizes what we do.
Oh, that's awesome. And so I'm 57. You mentioned men's health.
Correct.
And you mentioned testosterone, I guess, also known as T therapy, I believe.
Correct.
57, too late to get started? Is there an age where it's just not worth it anymore, or it's too early? What are your thoughts on that, Doc?
Depends on the patient, but it's never too late. Okay. Now, is it early enough? I mean, it depends on your circumstances. And that's why you have to basically be checked by a professional.
Okay.
But unlike many facilities here, we know how to basically combine traditional testosterone therapy with some of the other modalities that we do here. That's what separates us from the pack by far.
Now, there's a lot of conflicting information out there. Can you maybe share with us some myths or misconceptions people may come in with about aging, anti-aging?
Well, you know, basically a number of years ago, there was this conception, well, you can never do anything to stop down aging. You know, just think about, you know, the generation ago when you, you know, people when they were like 60 years old, that was it. I mean, now, well, I guess the new, to me, the new 80 is 50. I mean, that's the way I look at things there. And you can see how we're living better. We're living longer. Again, I mentioned it earlier. We want to increase our health span. Not only do I want to live to a later age, but I want to live healthy and be able to enjoy that age. Who wants to just live there if you're not aware of your surroundings and not know what's going on and you're feeble? That's not the way to live. We want to increase your health span so you really can live to the fullest, till the very end, and make that very end maybe close to 100 or more.
Now, I noticed when I was younger, I focused more on my outside, right? I wanted to look good. As I age, I have become more cognizant of the impacts of my behaviors towards my long-term health, and I've been focusing more on the inside or been more motivated by being holistically healthy, and that's probably the wrong term. Let me ask you, when someone comes into the office, doc, do you use the way they look as maybe something to tip you off as how healthy they may be? Are there cues or things in someone's looks that can tip you off into how they may or may not be healthy?
Sure, there is. Of course, it's like anything else. I mean, if you see someone who's very much overweight, you know that probably there's some other problems lurking in there. I mean, looks can tell you the story somewhat. If you see someone, you say, how old are you? Well, you're 70. You look more like, you know, you're 50 something. That tells you that there's something going on here, that, you know, there's a field called epigenetics where genes get turned on or off. And that's really what we're trying to do here. We're trying to manipulate some of these genes to keep them turned on or keep them turned off, et cetera. And you can tell that some people have these traits to begin with. And our goal is to basically make them even better. And this epigenetic field is something that's going to be very, very important in the world to come.
Epigenetics.
Epigenetics. Turning genes on and off. That's why a 20-year-old doesn't get many of the diseases of people that are older, because his genes are basically turned on and protecting him. As he gets older, these genes get turned off and things start to go awry.
Now, doctor, not to peel the onion back too far, but you've obviously, you've gone a long way in your field. Was there a time in your life maybe where things weren't going as well as you hoped, or you encountered some challenges which today you use to help you become more successful, or maybe helped you get to where you are today?
Oh, I can absolutely tell you that. That's a very interesting story. So a number of years ago when I was doing joint replacements, I said, let me do this PRP stuff, whatever it is. PRP is basically platelet-rich plasma. I started doing that, and I said, you know, this is really the way things act. This is the way nature acts. I said, I'm going to start looking into this and maybe doing this more. And I started doing it. All of a sudden, my associates and partners even said, what are you doing here? You know, you're doing hocus-pocus medicine. This is not real medicine. I said, on the contrary, you guys don't know the basic science, because this is how really things work. And I have one of my slides in one of my talks says, cells, not doctors, heal patients. No matter what you do as a physician, eventually your cells in your body have to heal it. You get a hip replacement, knee replacement, cardiac surgery, your cells in your body have to replace and heal things. So that was an aha moment for me. And these guys kept making fun of me. Now the same guy said, hey, you think I can come over and train with you a couple days here and there and learn how to do this stuff? So, you know, I feel vindicated and things have worked out well for me.
That's a great story. So can you tell our listeners something you'd really like them to know about Pureform? There are there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of noise out there. There's choices for us, but pure form, what do you feel separates you from other options?
Well, one thing we're not is a medical spa.
Okay.
Or medical wellness facility. We really go into the science. If something can't be shown scientifically to really have the benefits, then we don't want to be involved in it. Okay. And simple as that. I mean, that's the important thing. We do a lot of cellular therapy here. And another misconception, people say, well, yeah, but to really do that stuff, I've got to go to South America. I've got to go overseas. Oh, no. Basically, we use the patient's own cells, and we can get very good results that with that. I've been doing this for now 2 decades, and the results are there. Proof is in the pudding.
So how can our listeners reach you? What's the first step?
Well, they can go online and look us up, pureformhealth.com. They can call our number up. I can give it to you, 561-368-1880. They can look me up, Joe Perita. And you can see all the things. So there's many different ways you get a hold of us. And, you know, a lot of times we do consults over the phone. We can, you know, I mean, I see people from all over the place, and that's not a problem.
And to our listeners out there, I looked up Joe Perita. I put doctor in front of it.
That's fine.
And I can tell you, if you look him up, you're going to be blown away, because a lot of times you said the word med spa.
Correct.
This is not a med spa.
No, by no means.
and when they read through some of your bio, that's the first thing you realize. It's the emphasis on the medical part of it, which I was very impressed by, Doc.
And all four of the pillars that I mentioned, they all follow the same creed. We really go on the science. And we have the top of the top, as far as I'm concerned, staff, people, et cetera.
Well, I hope everyone seeks you out. Dr. Perita, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
And it's my pleasure and my honor speaking with you. Thank you so much.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you joining us. And we will see you next time on Local Living.